Hello, welcome.
Hey.
Welcome back to the stage of history. We're a car.
We're as always.
That's right. And we're going to get down to the issues here, the issues at hand.
1996 four-door Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
177,000 miles.
How many?
177,000 miles.
How many of those did you put on yourself?
I'm going to say probably around 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Give or take, maybe a little more.
You sound like you're getting sick.
I think you're just sick.
You think you've gotten sick?
I am sick.
How did it start? Did it start with your eyes burning?
Because
my eyes started burning.
It started just strictly in the throat area. Like just a sore throat. But like not just like back of the throat, like deep sore throat.
Deep.
Yeah, deep album cuts in my throat. And then it's crept up a little bit and I've gotten a little coffee, but I actually don't feel that terrible.
Yeah.
They probably sound worse than I feel, but
My eyes feel a little warm and sore,
uh-huh.
And then I'm noticing a little bit of an itch in the back of my throat, like I want to cough. And I'm wondering if
you know what that is?
Swine flu.
Swine flu. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So,
which I was so relieved to learn that you can't get swine flu from eating pork.
Yeah, it's not like mad swine disease.
Yeah, it's not like avian swine.
Yeah. Could you get bird flu from eating birds? No, right?
I don't know.
I think you just had to like make out with a bird.
I'm not sure.
Or
I think maybe. All I know is that in Asia they like were killing birds.
Rub dead birds on your tongue.
By the hundreds of thousands of like my buddy Ian was living in Ho Chi Minh City at the time of the avian flu epidemic. And he also happens to be an international fan of the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
Any country he goes in.
He wants some KFC.
He wants a little KFC. He wants some of that, that Colonel's Lovin'.
Oh, yeah. 11 secret herbs and spices is what makes it possible.
Indeed. And so
I like the OR, original recipe.
Yeah, no, that's the way to go, frankly.
Yeah.
What do you think of this new grilled stuff?
I don't know, man. I don't like chicken. I don't like chicken with bones. I don't like eating food with bones in it.
Right.
Because it's a hassle. It's not some weird like, oh, the animals. It's not like that. It's just like it's too much. It's
you feel that bones are far too much of an inconvenience. For
yeah,
you to
I am. I am too lazy to eat chicken with bones in it. It's not. It has nothing.
Someone
to do.
Someone else has to deal with that before for you.
Yeah,
in
and
some
also,
fashion.
And also, I'm too lazy because you know you typically have to eat it with your hands by picking it up, and then you have to go wash your hands. And I don't like doing that either.
You don't like washing your hands?
I'm like the antithesis of OCD. I just avoid getting dirty in the first place.
Well, back to my buddy Ian's story. So he was in Vietnam around the time of the avian...
He was in the shit,
thing.
Man.
He was in the shit. He was. He was doing, like, CG modeling.
Yeah.
Apparently he showed up in a Vietnamese beer commercial at one point.
Awesome.
He was an American guy who shouted phrase in Vietnamese.
Beer time!
Yeah, whatever it was. And, you know, I zoom in shot of a big group and everyone gets a big thumbs up. Everyone's laughing, got a beer. Anyways, the KFCs in HCMC,
yeah.
they stopped serving chicken. They had to start serving fish because they didn't have any chicken because they were busy killing all the chickens to try and snuff
right,
out this,
yeah.
this bird flu. Which I imagine is probably what's happening in Mexico right now to pigs.
Yeah, probably. Keep pigs from getting sick by killing all the pigs.
You've got a friend coming back from Mexico.
Yeah, she flew back today.
Oh,
she flew back
here.
Today. So she's back. She's a carrier. So when Petaluma falls to the swine flu, I know the Typhoid Mary that brought it on.
It was her. We will not name her by name.
Yeah. Yeah, she was down there getting some procedures, getting some stuff taken care of.
Right.
And,
right. Oh, I forgot about that part of the story. God damn.
She was down there taking care of some business. And
business, not pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. And she was barefoot in an airport today. You
Mexican
know.
Airport?
No. She flew somewhere closer to the border and then drove over or something. So, so she's probably got it. I have her laptop. She wanted me to try and fix it, and it's covered in viruses. So I figure,
yeah,
you know,
that's a different kind of virus.
We probably all have it already. So,
God, I did. The thing about the swine flu,
yeah,
is that you know, it's still just the flu.
I know, right?